Just arrived City University, a little bit adrenaline-fied, not just because of the excitement of being at OrgCon, and then whenever I try and type the hashtag in, it says hash orgy. I guess it is an orgy of sorts, but an orgy of geeks discussing... what are they discussing? Steve, solo-based Steve.
Well, it's the Open Rights Group, so they're discussing lots and lots of issues to do with open rights, and particularly the digital economy, because this is sort of... I guess this is kind of a critical time with the new government having the opportunity to rethink the Digital Economy Act, which was the Digital Economy Bill when we were arguing about it before, but it became an act just before the election. And
because so we didn't react, it is now de-act.
There you go. Are you writing slogans for people these days?
I'm in a slogans frame of mind. I nearly died on the way here. You know, I'm living it up.
Making the most of it. Could be your last few hours. So it started off with a panel discussion looking at... what was the topic? Thriving in the Real Digital Economy. So it was chaired by Cory Doctorow, who's a novelist and runs Boing Boing and commentator on things. And it was kind of interesting. It wasn't anything new, but I don't think it was meant to be at the beginning of the day.
It would be to the tens of thousands of people that should be in here who are ignorant to it all.
Yeah. So someone commented on Twitter that they were like, "Oh, it's preaching to the converted." And it's like, well, actually, yeah, but that's not a bad thing.
The troops.
That actually having a time to. At the beginning of the day, sort of spell out the lie of the land, and we all go, yeah, okay, that's roughly where we are, ask a bunch of questions, and then spend the rest of the day answering them. So we've got a panel later on this afternoon that I'm on about kind of musicians rethinking the way that this kind of stuff works. There's one specifically about the Digital Economy Act and responses to it with Tom Watson and Eric Joyce and a few other politicians. So I think there's some real key stuff going on today.
I got in a little bit late, but I did get to hear the comment about Fergal Sharkey potentially getting a peerage. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, clearly, I think it's disgusting. I think the idea of anyone accepting a peerage is weird. I think that accepting a promoted place to a non-democratically elected part of government is...
I remember your I just remembered your opinion on this kind of thing,
I'm
glad I asked.
I find anything that any steps away from democracy are bad and steps towards democracy are good. So I have no interest whatsoever in people being in the House of Lords, particularly if it's Fergal with all the damage that he's done. So, I think he's...
But we're also with Drew, who is Digital Maverick on Twitter. What are your thoughts, he says, as quickly grabbing the programme, so he can remember what he's just experienced.
Yes, I found it quite interesting listening, because I've not heard Cory Doctorow talk before, and his view of the distribution of his work. And one of the things he talked about at the end was, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, about making a highly collectible version of his freely available book by... It's going to be specially bound and marked with the insert, and maybe will enhance his collectability with true fans, including also, I think you said, a SIM card with the... a memory card that would have the audio version of his book on it. So that was interesting, because that's the sort of thing, that different way of distribution that rewrites the records or the methods of which stuff will be distributed anyway.
Definitely. Always give, a little bit more, the two-tier system. I was talking something similar with museums that don't charge to let people in, but I said, why not give an RFID gold card so that when they walk around, not only do they get delivered bonus content to their home computers, but it opens up private channels of video or audio. So we should be thinking about this in a society that's expecting more and more for free. So let's go that extra step and offer a little bit of extra bonus stuff. Now, you're heavily involved in education. How does all this affect you?
Well, I came along because obviously with the Digital Economy Act now in place, kids are going to have to be aware like never before, because they have the potential for dropping their parents in a heap load of trouble.
Or, as you're a teacher, they're schools, downloading stuff at school.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing to do with the digital divide, and how many of them, even at a private school like I teach at, a lot of them, my pupils... rely on...
Not just any school, the school that Indiana Jones taught at.
That's right. A lot of the pupils rely on things like cyber cafes and whatnot for their internet access when they're not at school. And as one of the sort of byproducts was going to be that maybe these will be liable and maybe may shut down the Wi-Fi may not be as readily available in places like cafes if they are liable for what the people within those establishments download, just like schools. So yes, all of that's a problem.
Loads that we need to think about, loads that people who aren't here really should be thinking about. So if you couldn't make it to OrgCon because you weren't totally clear about what it is, pay attention to the hashtag /ORGCON and seriously learn something that is very relevant to anybody at the moment involved in the digital world. Thank you very much, Drew. Thanks, Steve.
Marvellous.